Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
And we have Clint. Deal is done. Paper signed. Happy campers all around. Oh, man. It is crazy good feeling right there. Oh, that's awesome. Well, yeah. Now it's time to hop back in the car and head back home and get to work. So, got, I spent like 2 hours today with accounting. They're solid people. Got with the business broker. One of the sellers was able to make it at the other, unfortunately. But passed off the jerseys and guys. That did so much for him. Like, oh man, I feel good about me for doing that. Like, I'm glad they liked it. But like, man, I think I just made someone's day, like, more and more over. You know, sometimes you can do stuff for yourself, but like, giving a good gift is so much for the giver when it comes from a heart of sincerity, which, man, I spent a lot of money on those gifts. I was hoping they liked them or else I'd feel really in a sucky spot. Dang. So yeah, let's rock and roll. Let's go have some fun. Now to start the whole transition. So now to work at the utility company, get some stuff figured out with payments and auto payment setup, making sure the merchant authorization is good to go. And yeah, we'll be ready to get going from there. But deal is signed, the bank side is completed. Now to start taking on that, making sure the business is going to be the business that it can do to run. And I stopped at Walgreens. I got the max eye drop stuff available. And we're just ready to keep the good things rolling. Man, it actually happened. October 4th. That's today. To go get a tattoo.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.